very good people. Thank you and thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to another episode of The Whispers.
Yes.
It's your girl, Sheila Silandunge.
And I am Mary Kamante. Santeni sana kwa kusikiza another episode. We are so glad that you have to do this again.
Again and again.
We have missed you. Yeah, massive support from you guys, man. Thank you so much for those who have been listening in. If you've not listened, ndio hawa sisi hapa. And today we are going to be talking about cyberbullying. Yes. So, it's not even funny, but oh my god, what's cyberbullying? Cyberbullying is a form of harassment where people use electronic means such as like emails, commenting on posts, direct messaging, and even people go off when end offline, they come to attack you through like messages. Like, I don't know where they get your number for some weird reason.
They cyberstalk you.
Like literally they scrutinize every bit
with
of
an
you.
Intent of harming you, or harming your feelings. They just have to destroy you.
Yes, that is their main intention, to like lower your self-esteem to the like the and lowest
they,
bit.
And they like use a lot of things. They use your appearances, they use your
pictures you've used with like kitambo.
Everything, your partner, if they are more, it is
your ex. Hey, where you used to live, like they can. What? Bakuna sanga, where are you people getting this information? Hata ukumbuki. Job sellers are kukumbusha ex mwenye hata haukumbuki. Like, my god, like dated. I don't even remember you. Yeah, so they like, their aim is to like
destroy you
exactly.
By posting maybe.
Using harsh comments,
sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Harmful words, harmful pictures. Anything, they tend on destroying you.
Yes.
And cyberbullying happens everywhere. And I guess cyberbullying is something that has been with us from kitambo.
Yeah, it's been
alafu
there.
Alafu inaanzanga kitambo tukiwa watoto.
Exactly.
Like as young as teenagers.
Yeah, Kizungu out the window.
As young as teens.
Yeah, because teens start 13.
Yeah, so you get people get to stalk you. They get to cyberbully you by texting you. You see kitambo while you are in school. So you know the way people can just bully you like face to face.
Yeah. Now kitambo, we didn't have like phones like these
kitambo,
kids.
But these kids of ours, millennials.
Yeah, man.
Millennials
so,
have kids, so they tend to. Trash talk you.
Yes.
They troll you, your parents, your sister, your brother.
They've come to visit you when you're the talk of the school. Like,
and they can even form a group. I was watching some movie where somebody was been killed. It was defending Jacob, actually. Defending Jacob.
Yeah.
Like a boy has been killed. Then there's a group that he'd already been formed. Enye uko wana cyberbully watu, wana harass watu. Those comments just...
my god, how will you even say that
to somebody?
Yeah.
Then it's through those movies you get to understand what is happening, because I tend to
even
believe,
in our schools
I tend to believe if you've been bullied, you can't just say it, oh mama I've been bullied.
You can't tell your mom because you're insecure, you don't even know what you like. Ninini naendelea, you know, and then you feel esteem inashuka to the lowest bit.
Yeah, it tends to break you apart. You don't know what to do. You don't get that self-esteem. You're not bold enough to even go to class and read.
And even speak out in front of people. Yani, it just destroys you. Like, even from the early childhood. We can think that it's only there because we see it on the internet. Ata watoto wadogo.
Yeah, true.
Like, all the time he's by himself.
When you are shida ninini squeezy. Shida squeezy, like, when we say cyberbullying, people... always think we are talking about
I think it's
celebs.
The cyber, so they're like,
we are talking about the celebs.
Yes.
That is, even if at one day what people say me, oh cyberbully, and say, sinanele cyberbulliwa. Cyberbullying goes a long way.
Yeah. It's not just for celebs.
It is just for everybody. It has been there. And let us go. Let us talk about what are the causes of cyberbullying. We have a lot of causes. One. Free time to waste.
Yes, people have a time. Pale Twitter.
Free time and resources. Yes. It is there on you. Very available for you to waste.
Yeah.
Instead, I was watching something and I was reading an article.
Yeah.
They were saying there's this girl I don't know, she drew something in Maju in Americano. It was about the George Floyd case. Then people were saying a young girl like her has drawn something and like she has won an award. At least yeye ako na ile platform, ametumia platform ya social media vizuri, amejijenga nayo. And like other wenye kwa age yake, wenye kazi yoni scrutinize watu na kuharas watu.
Exactly.
So you see, people have a lot of free time and free resources to waste.
Yeah. Because like you have your phone, you know, it's easy phone, as just having your phone
your
in your
phone
hand.
And bundles.
And then
or
people
Wi-Fi.
Are so fast to comment. Unananga kitu ime, like say someone has maybe a photo has leaked, a video has leaked. Like 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, people will.
Memes itakuwa zimetoka within the next 20 minutes. It won't even be long. Like, people are so quick. I think it's just the time that we have on our social media platforms. We, like, have that time. Like, we are so fast in hating and just saying words. And you don't know who's on the other side.
You don't know, and you don't want to know.
Kwanza, Missy Jui, why would you even text something harmful? Like, you don't even care what the person is going to say or what the person is going to think. You know? Like, it's not right, like, at all.
You're a cloud chaser. Stop cloud chasing.
Stop cloud chasing.
As young as you are, imagine don't cloud chase. Because you end up hurting people. You end up making people sink to depression because of you.
Yeah, man.
That silly comment that you've made, people don't take it lightly. Because at the end of the day, they are human, they have feelings.
There's some people who go to an extreme of posting a paragraph.
Yeah.
Paragraph so let just people prosper.
Why are people so bitter in this?
But then people are bitter. who hurt you guys? Who hurt guys
Whoever
on the street?
Whoever hurt you, we are sorry on their behalf.
We are really sorry.
Don't take your anger upon your people, upon other people. Another course, by the way, it's anger. It's withhold.
There is no English, guys. We are not in England. We are not even in Kenya. Ohoro, Turadhie, Nakou. What is happening? English, you may whiz.
You dodge. It is this
anger that has been withheld.
Yes, that
oh
one.
My God.
That one.
Kizungu
Thank you.
Too, mimi too.
Yes, anger that has been withheld for a very long time. Such that you're going to feel... you want to let your anger go, but you're going to let it go through other people. You will use every opportunity that comes your way to channel your anger. That is the word I was searching.
Channel your anger.
And you're very angry, and you'll make sure people you're angry are angry
at
as
everything.
You are. Yeah, and it is not right. I think what you should do is that you should seek help as early as umeshakuwa na anger issues. As early as you are, as young as you are, just seek help. You can even tell maybe even your parents. They just know.
You know, it's hard to come out these days and just say things.
You have anger issues, then these are the people who end up beating people here.
Yeah, like, sister babu, I'm a choker. Like me, I want to channel my anger to anything I can find. So I don't even want to talk about it. I want to hit someone. I guess that's it. The anger part. Yeah. So
they
like have to channel that anger to the comments and everything. And I'm thinking also another cause is when something similar to that, you've seen something similar to that happen to someone, and then you've seen a post about police brutality, and it has happened. Like, see, you remember that time when we were saying Black Lives Matter, and then now in Kenya when police brutality comes, like, it's there but people don't talk about
it. Yeah, in Kenya.
So so when it happens, you're like, mbona watu walikuwa na support when it was in Maju, and when now it's
Kenya,
in Kenya they can't. So they wanatafuta tu maneno tu wanasema sijui nini, and then they just end up making a person feel bad, waseme sijui unafanya nini. So it's one of the points.
Yeah. Another cause is baby entertainment. You hurting others.
Yeah.
You harassing others.
Feel entertained.
It's like, yeah, it's entertaining.
It's a meme.
Yeah, there are people, like psychopaths. Mm-hmm. They tend to feel happy. Well, yani, vitu zingine zinawamuse tu. Vitu kama, if they tend to hurt you, like, they'll enjoy it.
They'll feel very great.
It is...
They'll feel
Americana
very...
Americana was up!
They will
it
feel
very...
But yeah, they will feel very nice or
very bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll feel they have enjoying it. You know, people here are psychopaths.
Yeah,
psychopath.
Most people who are just behind the computer, I'm behind the.
I don't want to search
the things that are going to make them happy, and it's through harming others.
Yeah, that's another reason. Yeah. What other reason can we think of? Another cause
of cyberbullying. Is there any other cause?
I can't say morals.
Morals. So where would you bring you up, poor?
What? Where are you taught to at your free time to just?
Even in school, it is not there. Better it's morals.
Morals is one of them.
You don't have morals. You don't even have a heart.
Yeah, you don't just wake up and troll somebody for their appearance, troll somebody for their face.
You body shame people.
You shame people as if you're the one who made them. Let me tell you, the thing that we are doing, the things that we are doing, the things we're seeing, we are taking God's place, and it's not our place.
Manzejo, it's not even your right to even tell people how they're supposed to dress. You know, like if someone feels comfortable, if someone is comfortable in that short thing,
comfortable being plus size.
What the hell is wrong with you? Just let her be. If someone... we are angry. We are just holding our heads up, Ivy. About to hit something. Anger issues. Let's not lean into anger.
Now let us go to the effects of cyberbullying.
Yeah, effects of cyberbullying. Hey, tuanze tuna esteem.
Okay. Imagine you've been bullied. Cyber. Umetrend the whole of social media.
Instagram ni wewe, Twitter ni wewe, YouTube what was happening.
You can't even go to the shop and come back while smiling.
You can't even get out of the house. You have to wait for things to cool off kwanza.
Which will take like, in Kenya it will take like days.
It's like last year's 2019, Jimmy Gates, how he like was cyberbullied. Last year was a really tough time for him. He was not even supposed to get back into the music.
For what?
There's a time people were
Kenyans on Twitter.
KOT Kenyans on Twitter.
Uko
atakai. Uko wase hapo hivi hata wananga chills like at all. Wewe umeenda hapo shida zako. You will face the wrath. You will face it yani the most. Like yeah, it's in a lower self-esteem. I'm sick kabisa. Like hata kama if it's music, you know, you won't even feel like the urge to produce another music.
Then you'll end up being humiliated. It's another effect. You'll be humiliated for the longest time possible. Because utasikia tu aibu kila mahali ukienda. Because not everybody will be bold enough to live their life like they used to live before.
Exactly.
Being cyberbullied.
Yeah.
And not everybody will take it the right way. You know.
You know, there are people who like wamei experience mpaka sai akwendeni huko. You want to say whatever you want to say. And then imseme kenye mnasema. And then I feel as if another effect is anger. No, anger is effect. Anger is another effect. No, it's isolation. Isolation. Isolating yourself from everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to engage in any activity because wase wamekuchokesha to the most. You don't even want to like be around people. So you isolate yourself.
To be alone every time.
Yeah, you're alone.
Of which it's understandable because
you know when you're alone is when you get even deep. That's not a you time. That is a depressing, suicidal thought.
But yeah, that's another effect.
Suicide.
Yeah, suicide. You'll become suicidal every time.
Every single time, because you're thinking, what's the sense of life? And immediately you make someone feel as if they don't even have any right or anything to do in this world. Manze jowe jua, yera sijui nini. We mwenye uko hapo hivi, una tweet hapo hivi, we jua tu ufanyi kitu kwa. Just unafanya mse mbaka afikiria, like his life is not worth it. It's not a nice thing. It's not a nice thing, like at all. Just be positive. You know, you won't get hurt. Kama ni mimi mtengeneza, but we pia tu ni sawa. make us laugh, but you know, sometimes just don't go the extra mile. Because imagine Msiaki commit suicide because of being trolled.
It will follow you till the day you die.
It's not nice.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying we are assuming God's it and you are not God.
Exactly.
Something that you are terribly failing as Kenyans. Actually, to see Nemali tuanze tu na I Kenya yetu.
Yeah,
how many people, like other tuanze tu kweli, how many celebs have been trolled for Angario, you know your teeth? Adele Onyango.
Yeah, Adele.
For her teeth.
Imagine
Linda Nyangweso for her weight,
body shaming people. There's a time Mulamo almost quit his music.
He quitted,
music. But I'm calling
his,
him
his comedy.
Yeah,
he quitted. He
akachoma mpaka koti yake. Manze Joe, no. We have our celebs suffer. Yani uko majo people are taking paparazzi. Sisi tuko hapo tu.
Oh, Anga, you know you have big forehead.
You sijui what? You
like
body.
Somebody who told Wangarenguri. So there's a time, there's a post she posted. She was in Masai Mara, you know, she was looking all glamorous. So then somebody said, Wasei, indo tunaitanga ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God. Uko tu hapo enjoying she's, yourself,
you know,
the most.
They are saying, they were saying now, the ako kanini?
Kanini ako?
Ka segment ka comment.
Uh-huh.
Were saying, oh, aku akona muscles. So, you know, she's muscular.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was looking so good.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Wangarenguri said, oh, it is this way now.
Uh-huh.
I won't keep quiet the way other celebs are doing in Kenya.
Yeah.
Akachukua picha yake nizo comments. Akapostia kila mtu picha. Hawa watu wame comment hapo vibaya.
Uh-huh.
You can even say it. Like, I don't know if it was on Facebook or IG.
Uh-huh.
Akapost hapo akasema, let me take you to Masai Mara where you'll get free vibes, good vibes, and you can even get a free photo shoot from a professional cameraman.
Exactly. Eish.
Akasema, we as Kenyan celebrities, tumenyamaza sana tukishamiwa, tukitroliwa.
Mm-hmm.
But mimi sinyamazi because hizi ndo vitu zinafanya watu wakue nini? We end up to the suicidal, we end up kwa depressed. Akasema, alikuwa na wapostu, akachukua picha ya wa sima jina lipost.
Wongo.
How embarrassing is that?
Sasa wewe ndi unajiembaraz.
Instead of taking half photos, why don't you take full photos so that you can see
how
ladies you are. Yeah. Imagine. Yes, she did very well because at the end of the day, it's the truth. She had to stand up for herself because you can't troll somebody for being muscular. I mean,
I know. It's like also that time Kobi Kihara had people said that she was living a fake life online. We even started a hashtag Kobi Cat.
Okay, Kobi Kihara.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it. Is it last year? Mbona naona ni kama mwaka imeenda haraka. Naona vitu zote zimehappen last year.
Before COVID.
Yeah, BC. Yeah. I think it was BC. Yeah, people were saying she's living a fake life online. And it was like, ni sawa. Okay, most of the photos she was posting on her Instagram page are not like the real life she's living. But then you don't even have a right. Slap them trying to post like for fun.
And I post nini, dreams. Dreams are valid. Mafal, let me tell you, if you see somebody posting in Kempinski or Durin or Madari,
what channel are you? Let her be.
She's living her dream.
You're living your dreams. And so you don't even have a right. Where wachana tu na watu wakwe vile wanafaa kukua.
In short, people to mind their own business. In short, that is what we're trying to say.
Yeah. Hey, lakini kwa Kenya, you are our business. As long as you have made it, you are our business.
Ukiomoka unaomoka na sisi.
Tunaomoka na pale comment section. Ndio maana mpaka calligraph akasema comment section mmejaza na upuzi tu. Mmejaza tu na upuzi.
Hadi calligraph was strong ati for changing his color.
His color.
Hakuna
ati tattoo now za are visible. Yakini wa Kenya na sahi ndo huyo biti. Where are you? Where are you?
At your home.
At your home sitting down with your phone, with your broke ass phone. Look at you.
You're going nowhere.
Nowhere.
Because of trolling people.
Imagine.
God cannot even bless you.
Kweda! Talk up!
To a kid.
I love calligraphy. I like how he stands up. Like, uwezi jaribu. By the side. Ujaribu. Ai, bro. Kweda uko.
With it, it's the truth, because even Juzi, mm-hmm. it's like an off topic, let me just say it.
Yeah.
Juzi, so you know, yeah, he was topic. Nominated. He was nominated for the BT Award.
Yeah.
So he was saying, as a you Kenyan, he was now trolling. You Kenyan, whatever. Yes. Kenyan radio personalities, or uh-huh. media personalities.
Yeah.
They tend to play foreign music.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay you a trip for you in Niger free, and our sponsor Killa Kitu, you come and tell me if they know even the songs that you people are singing.
Okay, and the way we play Niger music,
that's, he said that was up. That like, was up. Yeah,
like in ata, the off topic ata inini a play Kenyan music tutashinda tumeimba mpaka lini.
Hey, like, can you imagine play Kenyan music is to kufiti?
Hey,
like kama kitambo, what is it compare before 2018? Before 2020 ilikuwa ile nzia kwangwa ruki na tetema kuna tu
joro sisi ndio tunapatia demand soko baby,
but then genge tu nikakam nikatusaidia sana, but then pale genge
pale Kenya music
imejenga sana na kwa medi wazungwana jwa wamlambeze
yeah, that hashtag was really nice, play it's, ke music na sita fadhali. But sisa hata tukishinda tuki our radio personalities pia.
But they're saying, you know, they're saying that you cannot blame them.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I play na nini, inaitwa ngaje?
Nini yo?
Maoni ya watu. Oh, send me your
requests.
Yeah, requests. If people request for, I don't charge my energy. You don't play them,
nini.
Keep jogging.
Nyashinsky, my love. Yes. So... yeah, so what was I saying? Akiliangu me switch to Nyash. I was saying
off topic or in topic?
No. Oh my gosh, should we go back to the topic? Are we off topic still? We're still off topic. I think it was off topic, but I've forgotten. I have this behavior of just forgetting things. I'll get back to it. But yes, let's get back to our topics. We've like finished on the effects.
Yeah.
Effects. Tumemalizana na effects.
Yeah.
Effects of cyberbullying.
Yeah, and who now there comes the question, who are most likely to be bullied, like cyberbullied? We have teenagers.
Yeah, we have teenagers, kwanza sana, kwanza your choice of dress, body shaming people. We also have celebrities, obviously, because we've said tukiomoka, tunaomoka na wewe.
Comment section,
together as one. We are there together as one. Also politicians.
Ah, na kwanga sababu.
Hey, what do you mean? You find a politician who is married and then akona tu kampango akando mahali. So we'll create videos.
Wale tu mumbodi she mumfanye kila kitu.
Here are you supporting what you are going against here.
No.
Yeah, politicians, if you're someone in power and then we find out, oh, not we, people, I'll find out something fishy about you, they'll definitely troll you and stuff.
Yeah, by the way. Yeah, Kenyans.
Who else is prone to cyberbullying?
Basically, I think it's the teenagers, celebrities.
Sana po kwa star, even a 5 stars. Then politicians, and then who else?
Because let me tell you, if nobody, kama kuna mtu akujui, kuna mtu atangangana na maisha yako, tuongee.
What was that meme saying? Ati, ilikuwa nasema nini? Ati, we usi stress. Sijui nini, ini ya watu wako na pesa. We tulie tu.
Ati, usijali, usipeleka kwa Edgobare.
Exactly. Utafika kwa Edgobare kama hauna pesa. Relax. Pesa kidogo kaa hapo nazo. Hautafika. We tuka chini, relax. Yeah, so, the common people, I don't, yeah, but unaweza pata a common person, like,
so you see in percentage, like most likely maybe 50% is the celebrities.
Yeah, 50%.
Then we have in the common mwananchi unyo mechuka a larger percentage is the teenagers.
Yeah, the teenagers most likely.
Most teenagers are being bullied out here with their fellow teenagers.
Kind.
They are not kind. These teens of ours, they are not
you
kind.
You think they're innocent.
This one is ambia mtuto kitoka ambia wae kwendo na niambia nini.
Niambia nini na unakasikia aje?
Hey bro, nimi umeambia hivyo.
Relax tu, mimi hata sikukua na ubayas.
Sinanga ubaya
manzejo. Yeah, so those are the most people who are likely to be cyberbullied. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, the all the victims understand. I don't think come out to my jacket.
I don't think we've left.
So guys, if you have left out anything, feel free to slide and tell us. Feel free to comment.
And then we also have like popular online platforms that are very common in Kenya for cyberbullying. Obviously, number one is KOT. Kenyans on Twitter. Kilimani Moms.
Kilimani Moms. Kilimani Moms, people are bullying.
Yeah, Kilimani Moms have the T, Apple EV, and then they have the, that committing of now talking about whatever is going on there.
Yeah?
Yes. I say I can dark hook the most. Pale
you
FB.
Know Edgar Facebook. Edgar.
I think you and the ordinary Edgar Jomoka.
You Jomoka, you're
not sure. I graduate Bado, but yeah. Those are, I think those are the ones I know.
But people, I can imagine, are investing a lot on nothing. Imagine you sitting down going for an online meeting to troll somebody.
Imagine. Mukona time, baka tuna set time. 9:30 ndio meeting.
Asemona struggle.
Wow. Struggles, man. But yeah, that's what we're going to talk about, cyberbullying. If you've left anything, if you know someone who has been cyberbullied before, you can always...
I've never been cyberbullied. Mm-hmm. And I just pray God give me the strength. When the that strength. Day comes, I be for carrying fire.
Yeah, you like stand up for yourself.
I stand up for myself.
And tell them, you guys don't know cry. What is you're doing. Me, you don't know me. If I start
even
on
the other
you,
day, Nanadia was being trolled. Mm-hmm. But you know, I don't know if it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, she figured a picture in a bikini.
Yeah.
And then the legs. You know, the nika namuatu. Mm-hmm. If you're light skin. They need kind of more through you. You ain't go nowhere, sis.
This is what when I'm showing the life, world. Black lives matter.
Then I don't know. She edited.
Mm-hmm.
Editing. I just edit.
Ufanya.
Kai. Iku.
Funika ma.
Think funika.
What?
Kuleta picha. Editing. I just kuleta picha. Kuleta picha. Kile.
Leta picha kwa picha ingine.
Guys, imaenda lakini sijika mlageti.
This is gigantic. I hope you guys are getting.
Akile hodi kwa
ku greed, ama?
Si ku greed.
Ku?
Kai, this, it is a term that has been used in computer from like Tambo.
Oh my God, I can't even think right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
So?
I don't know what you're talking about, but hiyo, eh-heh.
Hiyo sasa. Eh-heh. People trolled her.
People zoomed in.
Not to zoom.
I don't know what you're talking about. Highlight.
Not highlight.
I don't know what you're talking about, but yes.
But that story was trending. New people can help me. You know the term. I know you know the term.
If you know, just slide into her DM.
Hey, people told her, no. You don't just get to do that here in Kenya.
Okay.
If you have black knees, you just stay with your black knees.
Imagine.
Importing a picture to another picture. Aki otami na nisumbua.
Wachana na. Wachana. You tell us during the next episode.
Yeah,
then
so
you
people
remember.
Are being told. Ato uko upcoming. Hey, na simple boy. Kwenye tatu na inambadi.
Mbona tumeacha
simple
boy?
But you know simple boy. Aki ako na roju.
Hey, that guy is strong, man. He's strong. What will he create? Memes? Everything, videos, funny clips. Yani tu.
Na balua na tuwa tu wimbo. Adia kwa lagati za kusuwa mwona hizi. Chwa kutubia tapia
hiyo. Yes, he has. He's stood up for himself. Yeah, so that's what's up on the cyberbullying. Guys, if you know someone who's been cyberbullied, make sure she's not or he's not drowning into depression. Ata kama it's a common mwananchi. Celebs, I don't know what they do, but they have a way of dealing with it because they always come back. I think they like see a therapist or something. I don't know.
Therapy is for everyone.
Yeah.
You see, what you make care. Oh, you need to open a pesa.
Yeah, it's not even a lot.
We have your friends.
They charge a lot.
Yeah, we even have our friends who are doing.
You can talk. Imagine therapy is talking to someone.
Somebody. You can even talk to somebody. And they say therapy is not only talking to somebody. You can just go to pictorial therapy, doing something like mm-hmm. for you. Maybe even singing will be therapy.
Yeah.
Painting, it's therapy for you. Something that will make you avoid being stressed.
Yes, you can even check out of social media for some few months and like come Caribbean. Back. Yeah, then come back, boom, strong. Sure, is those streets be by sana. So, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, now let's go to a segment. Hey, let us. Hey, Ebu Chek,
just go and sleep. I think I will run this show alone. Let us go to another segment. Today, Sheila has decided. Not happening.
My Achille has dodged.
Yeah, so we are going to start with that lyric game.
Yeah, we start with the lyric game.
Yes. Here are my papers. Give me yours. Kunaimoja 5. Aye. Ah, yeah. 'Cause I'm certain brighter days are yet to come. Thank you so much. 'Cause I'm certain brighter days. This is 30 Soul, Brighter Days. Nakataska amakane. Lewa. I have dance for me. Never seen dancing like me before. It's monkey dance.
Yeah, dance monkey.
Dance monkey.
Nani pigia simu kanani? Calligraph. So ulalia la viwati hivi vibaya ate. Nani pigia simu kanani? I don't know.
You don't know? This song, the latest song by Nadia and Sanaipei. Wewe nani unanipigia simu kama nani anapenda vidogo dogo. Yeah, that song. Hapa nimeandikiwa tell your mama bana niko na plan, tell your mama bana niko na akiwa lie na jua hiyo. And I mean no harm. Tell your mama bana niko na plan. Nakulab. Tell Budako Nakulab. King Kaka Pascal to Cody.
Waka waka no rest. Hey, what are these? Waka waka no rest. Imagine I don't know.
You don't know? Waka waka no rest. Waka waka no rest, yo. Waiting mango do. You don't know?
Waiting mango do.
It's Barna Boy. You don't know that song?
I don't.
You don't?
They put him on the chorus, but...
Waka, waka, no rest, yo. Waiting mango do.
I know that song.
Waiting mango do.
I got a waiting mango do.
Ayo, ungepata. Tafuta wako, leo ni kudensi. Kama tiaro chafu. Nasonga kanda hapa ni kudensi. Ingi ya kwenye sakafu. Kama tiaro chafu.
Allow me to flex.
Jitungia wimbo. Producer Sheila. Musician Sheila. Co-producer Sheila.
I don't know.
It's a common song. You can't even do that to yourself.
I don't know.
You can't do that to yourself. What are ancestors? What are amuka? This life I go kill myself. I not kill myself. Allow me to flex you.
Tunganika o wako eka apo nini?
Oh, ndio pate. I think kila mtu twende march forward.
Hey!
Ini genge ton, si ndio? This is Gengeton. Just tell me.
It is trapped by calligraph.
It's kila mtu twende march forward. Me, I don't know.
Kila mtu twende march forward. Hey, atibash forward. Like I'm Sidonyo.
Oh. So ungeandika Sidonyo.
Yo uliandiki oh. Sidonyo by Bundocks. Aki dem sura tabet sa rekebisha. I know this song. I know this phrase. Calligraph.
No, it's not calligraph. Hey, it's not calligraph.
It?
Hey, ato ujafikiria.
Fikiria.
So you think?
Dem sura tabiata.
Dem sura tabiata to rekebisha. Baby, come give me some Gengeton love. Me pisheka.
Cry. Ate?
Gengeton love.
By who?
Matata. Matata, matata. You don't know, it's the latest one.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Ah, sawa, but I'm here to give you the tea, sasa, on the music industry. Matata by. Oh, Matata, that's Nini Gengeton Love by Matata. Thank you so much. Asanteni sana.
I'm like, umepata moja?
Umepata moja? Umepata nyumba yangu moja?
Mimi umepata.
Nimepata zote except the last one.
Nimepata nini?
Umepata sijui mbili.
Na lazima imagine moja tu.
Oh my god. Yeah, so next you're going on the nitwa tutaita G game.
Alphabet play.
Playing the alphabet. Oh, shika pipa yako. Oh no, I'm supposed to tell you. Okay, we're going to start with you, Sheila. Letter A, give me the name of an animal, a celeb, and a fruit. You have like a minute.
Antelope.
Uh-huh.
Avocado.
Uh-huh.
As celebrity. Anartelia.
Okay, give me a nani. Un celebrity mgani. Who's that?
Ay,
Missy Mju, ni celebwa football, music, actor, actress. Ni wa hockey. Me even know anything. What? I don't think that's not a real name. Is it a real name?
Agat, basi Agat Alcina. Inge yozo ni kwa ni mwa chocho.
Kwenda uko. I don't even know who that is.
Give me
is.
B.
B. Okay, B animal. B?
Yes.
B?
Which animal?
Celebrity.
Which animal?
B. Kwani B si animal?
B for Nyuki.
B for Nyuki. Celebrity. Barna boy. Okay. And then a fruit.
Yeah, a fruit.
Berry.
Are you berry or banana?
Or give banana.
Me, give me. Okay. Give me something.
P.
Okay. Animal.
Uh-huh.
Porcupine.
Uh-huh.
Fruit. Papyri. Papai.
Uh-huh.
And then
celebrity.
Yeah. Which is not good.
Celebrity.
Pascal Jokodi.
Thank you. Nafikiria sana. Give me a letter.
C. Give me C.
C.
Yeah.
Animal cat.
Uh-huh.
Celebrity Camila Cabello.
Uh-huh.
Fruit. Cassava.
Cassava is not a fruit.
Carrot.
Yeah, that's a fruit.
Thank you. Aya, give me L. Lala.
Lobster.
Hey,
lobster. Yeah, lobster is an animal. Mm. And then fruit.
Fruit. There's a fruit. It starts with L.
La.
La what? La casa.
Actually, ni the kwanza kwa celebrity. Dari madobo.
Uh-huh.
And then na which fruit? Lacademia.
Lacademia ni fruit.
Lacademia ni fruit.
Iyo ni fruit gani? Sheila, don't play with my heart. Inafanyi wangu wa nini? Lacademia who? That is a school.
It's a school.
It is a school. Lacademia. Macadamia ndo naita Lacademia. I don't watch your jokes. Lacademia is what? Guys, do you know Lacademia? I don't know anything. What the hell? Ati Lacademia.
Was it a little fruit?
Leech. It's like a fruit with nini to inside there, like to pods.
Which is not a nini.
A what?
A munyama. That also that this.
The one with the.
Mbao.
Achana na hizo. Kuna fruit inaitwa leech.
Aya. Kula kwanza.
Sijai kula.
It is Americano. Americano. Americano was up.
Yeah. So M.
Me.
Yeah. When do you comment? But Ami, you're the one who's supposed to give me.
I'm supposed to give you M.
M. Oh, we both have M.
Give me
R.
Yeah.
Hey. Rhino.
Yes.
Celebrity. Ronaldo.
Which Ronaldo?
Ronaldo akucheza football, but that guy is a celebrity.
Yes.
Fruit.
Mm-mm.
Hey, there's no fruit that starts with
there is. Think.
Rambo. There's a fruit that starts with R.
Red berries.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay, give me M.
M?
Yes.
I haven't answered for M.
You've not answered.
Okay, mango.
Yeah.
Celeb.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, chill. Hey! Americano! Michael B. Jordan!
Thank you. Next. Fruit.
I'm saying mango.
Animal.
What is that?
I don't know.
A mom.
Oh.
Mammal.
Mamanki. So easy. Give me a letter. N. Kushwe zi letters zako kushwe ziko nani? Aya. N. N for animal. Kai akuna animal.
There is. Think.
Nigga.
Nigga.
Aki guy, you've not done your an animal.
Yes, there is.
Nanchelo.
Which animal did you get back to animal called Nanchelo?
It's the sea. Acha nivoke animal fruit. Ata fruit akuna nyinanza na n. Is it guy? Akuna tell me. I'm posing this question to you. Niambie, tell me.
A fruit. Napoleon.
Yeah.
Napoleon
is a city.
Napoleon is a city. Napoleon is a city.
Napoleon is a city. It's a dream.
Imagine there's a fruit called Napoleon.
There's no fruit called Napoleon.
There is.
Celebrity. Nani. Nice Gidinji. Yeah, next is a celebrity.
I'm sure to Japan anything, so let us
continue. Okay, I'm giving you the last letter. B.
B si jajibu.
Au jajibu. Hey.
Banana. Si tushia semile ya banana.
Yo ni mimi. Oh, uliko meniuliza mimi.
Yeah, so I still give you.
Yeah. Give me.
Banana.
Don't copy paste my work.
Buffalo.
Celebrity.
Blake Shelton. Eh, mi inakusunji
kujo. Sawa, basi. It's alright.
Another one. Rrr. We have said.
You said rrr. J for jug. We have.
G. No, give me just g.
G.
Guess. G.
G. G for guess.
G. G.
Okay. For animal, we have gorilla. For a celebrity, we have. Gonna next actually celebrity
Gavi. That's a celebrity. And then the fruit Guatemala. Yeah, you see
niko na celebrity wangu ako na ni nani huyo.
I don't have
a rap guys. See now mtu ameanza na jivi, you know what? G for jug. No, G, G. No, G is a celebrity.
G.
G, E, E. G.
I don't know. And then you joke once. Yo, guys. Yeah. So it's a wrap. We are done. Thank you so much for tuning in to the last segment.
Yes.
Asanteni sana kwa kuwa nasisi in this journey. Mm-hmm. We are at the 6th episode, right?
Yes, yes,
6th or 7th?
I think it's 7th.
The 7th episode?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the love, thanks for sharing, thanks for the feedback, thanks for the comment. I mean, asanteni sana.
Yeah.
Till next time, bye.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.